Welcome back to the Journey Podcast with Morgan Aban. I want to talk about something that has been trending recently, and it's been coming up because Taraji P. Henson revealed that she is not making that much money as an incredible actress, as an OG in the world, as one of the best Black actresses in the world. She literally is making pennies on the dollar compared to her white and male counterparts. And she shared this as a part of her press run recently with The Color Purple. And all of her videos have gone viral. A lot of them have been very emotional. And so many Black women and women in general have been resonating with her story and the reality that all that glitters is not gold. And I want to talk about how this happens and how and what is going on. Hey, everyone. I'm Morgan Aban, a passionate entrepreneur and life advisor. With the Journey Podcast, you'll discover that success isn't about the destination. It's about the journey. I'm sharing stories of amazing people who've taken control of their lives. Join me on my own journey to discover the secret sauce behind reaching success with permission from no one else. So Taraji is an actress. Actresses and musicians have entire teams around them and everybody gets a cut. So if you are an actress or you're a talent, you are typically repped by an agent. An agent typically works for one of the big agencies. If you're in LA, like WME, William Morris, or CAA, Creative Artist Agency, UTA, United Talent Agency. And those agents all take a percent of your income because they're helping negotiate the deal. So they're taking anywhere from 10 to 15% of your income. And you oftentimes have multiple agents. So I have a book agent, I have a speaking agent, I have a brand partnerships agent, and they are all different people and they all take a percent on whatever deals come through. And here's the thing, they oftentimes get a percent whether they go get the deal for me or not. They have exclusive rights to negotiate on my behalf, even if the deal is coming through me and my team. If they're doing it, they're negotiating it, then they're getting a percent. If you're a big boss, you also have a manager. Your manager is taking another set of your income. And the manager is typically the one working with the agent and working with the brands or whoever else is in your universe to help get the deals done. That's just how the game works, okay? I didn't understand this until I lived in California and lived in LA. Then, if you're a really big actress or a really big musician, a lot of times you have a really good legal team because you're going in and out of so many contracts. You need a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer or an entertainment firm that is helping you negotiate the terms or to the best of your ability, getting the most money out of your work. The reason for this is because there's a lot of different things that happen after a deal is done and a lot of different things like residuals or options, which is a right for the buyer to extend your deal with them and then they're going to pay you for it. And so you need someone who understands the legal contracts really well and is helping negotiate contractually on your behalf. And so in some cases, your lawyers will also take up 5% of your earnings because the idea is that by them negotiating on your behalf, you're getting a better deal and therefore they should get a cut for their work. The thing about Taraji that I think is the reason why this content went viral is because a lot of people don't talk about this stuff. It is kind of an industry no-no to talk about how much money you're making or really not making. Nobody wants to be blackballed in the industry. And that really happens where someone's like, you know what? She's too difficult. She's going to, you know, tell people what we're making. If she's not happy, she's going to put it on social media. They will give the gig to somebody else because of how you operate or how you talk. And they do not want to be exposed. And you may lose deals because you're speaking up. So she's taking a huge risk by telling us these things. And that means she's super fed up. Basically, what she's doing is showing us she has nothing else left to lose because she is exposing all of these brands that she's worked for, TV shows, movies. She talked about Benjamin Button, how much money she was making. She said she almost didn't do The Color Purple because she didn't like what they were offering her. And Monique tried to say this before. There's other Black artists and Black musicians and Black actresses who have said this before, but I think everyone is finally able to listen because Taraji is such an incredible, successful woman. She has 21 million followers on Instagram. She should not be getting nickeled and dimed by any industry if just 1% of her audience actually watches her work or shows up to the shows or the movies, like, they're making money, okay? So she deserves more, but let me not go into it, okay? So you've got your agent, you've got your deal maker, which is your manager, you've got your lawyers, that's 5%. So you're at 15%, your manager might be taking 10%, your lawyers are taking 5%. So now we're at 20, 30% gone. And here's the thing about this money. They're taking 30% of gross, meaning before taxes. So if you're making $100,000, they're taking 30% of the $100,000. That's $30,000. And you're still getting taxed on the amounts, right? So you're still getting taxed, and that's a problem. You're getting taxed probably in the 37 plus tax bracket federally. If you live in California, that's what, 12, 13%. So out of the gate, you're literally almost at 50% gone. It adds up so quickly, doesn't it? And that's what she was really trying to say. And I think that's what Hollywood has been trying to say with all the strikes, with the writer strikes and the actors striking. It's like what you think is happening and what it looks like on Instagram and social media and these beautiful red carpets and the glamour is not real. It's all a facade. I remember living in LA. I was starting to get invited to like red carpets and these screenings and all these things. And I was so insecure because I was like, how does everybody look so good? How do people have time to be going to work? And then when are they getting their hair done, their makeup done, the stylist? When is this happening? Because I'm working all day from 8 to 6. The screening starts at 7. When am I supposed to get my makeup done? And when am I supposed to go get changes in this outfit and fight LA traffic? It's just a different world, right? Like people are living full time as public figures. They're not necessarily, you know, doing this juggle that I'm talking about, but it really highlights the industry behind the industry.
You've done the hard part. You've created your business, taking the leap to believe in yourself and your vision. But if you want to make money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode of a great podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about marketing strategies. In this episode, you'll learn how to identify your target customer, where to find them, and which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business, looking to take a side hustle full time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, this show covers it all. Coming up this month on the show, you'll learn how to grow your email list from Jenna Kutcher, and you'll get a step-by-step guide for accelerating your business growth with my favorite, Amy Porterfield. Make sure to follow This is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss those fantastic episodes. And big thanks to This is Small Business for sponsoring the Journey podcast by Morgan DeBond. Now let's take a quick break from our sponsor. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the right tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you literally can't find anywhere else, and it does all of that while making the process easy and intuitive. I use LinkedIn every single time when I'm hiring candidates for Blavity and for Devon & Co., and I consistently find the top people who are right for our company's roles. Hiring is so much easier when you have that many quality candidates to source from. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. So head over to LinkedIn to post your job for free on linkedin.com/divine. That's linkedin.com/divine to post your job for free. Terms and conditions, of course, apply. Thanks, LinkedIn.
Let me tell you about stylists real quick. When you have a stylist, they may charge $500 to $2,000 per look, per one outfit, because they're going to go shop for you. They're going to go get it tailored for you. You still have to pay for the cost of the tailor, but they're going to go and they're going to do all the project management. They're going to send you mood boards, right? And they're going to go pick out outfits, and then they're going to come and they're going to fit you. And then they're going to go back and do all the things so that when you show up to your event, you look fantastic. But that still costs thousands of dollars to do. That does not include the cost of the clothes themselves. Now, one thing that you might not know is that a lot of the people are renting this stuff. It's gifted temporarily, or it's rented from showrooms. So some of the, if you're a really big celebrity, then you're probably renting it or it's being gifted to you temporarily. If you are a B-list, C-list, or you're not really a celebrity, you're just out here with a lot of followers, you're probably actually paying for this stuff. The more time you spend in the industry, the more you start to find out about these things. And I'm like, oh my God, like you really paid for this Gucci outfit from top to bottom? Like that's wild. Couldn't be me. That's wild. I had to very quickly let go of the I need to have a celebrity stylist aspirations. Not because I couldn't afford it, but just because I just cringed every time I would get the invoice. And then celebrity stylists, they're not going to go to like Nordstrom Rack and pick up your outfit. They're picking out the top of the top designers. So you're going to be spending maybe $10,000 to $20,000 per look. Shoes, jewelry, shirt, pants, tailor, etc. It was a no for me. I couldn't keep up with the Joneses and I'm okay with that. All right. It's not how I wanted to spend my discretionary income. Then you've got the makeup artist. A makeup artist in LA, and really honestly, anyone in the country that is, you know, a top makeup artist, they're doing $300 to $400 called a do and go, which means they come to you wherever you are, your hotel, your house, whatever, and they're doing your makeup and then they leave. If you want that makeup artist to stay with you for half a day because you've got press day, you're doing photos and you're going someplace else and you're doing photos and interviews, it might be $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day for that makeup artist, okay? That doesn't include if they're flying to another city, if you want to have a consistent look, you got to pay for their expenses. So let's say you're just doing a do and go. That's $350. Cool. Then you've got your hairstylist. So if you have a thing and you need your hair done, plus weave and all the things, because a lot of these women, they're not wearing their natural hair out because of how often they have to have their hair done. They're wearing wigs. Those cost $800, $1,000 or more. Then they're getting those wigs or hair styled. Okay, that's another couple hundred dollars more, right? If you're doing this 2-3 times a month, you can see how very quickly you are spending so much money just to exist and be in this industry when you're not actually making that much money at the end of the day. I think that Instagram, social media, how media works generally is one of the things that contributes to this. And it's just such an unfortunate part of the industry that is going to keep up with this cycle unless people like Taraji speak out and use their power to help other people understand, you know what, you need to be giving these people better terms. You need to be valuing these women and these people of color much higher because they're actually driving so much revenue for your business. All of this is to say, if you want to be an influencer, you want to be an actress, you want to be a musician, really consider how your team is set up. Really make sure you understand the deals and terms of this industry that you're getting into and make sure that it's worth it for you. And if you find yourself in this industry already and you're kind of like, I don't love this, this feels wrong, get out. You do not have to participate, okay? I chose to get out. I do not participate in it all the time. I will choose moments when I want to go on the red carpet and I want to go to the screenings and I want to be in the mix and I get the stylist and I do my hair and I look va-va-voom and I have the car service. I do all the things, but it's not my day-to-day. And that gives me more freedom to really enjoy playing dress up and really enjoy being a part of the conversation and being in this community without it being a part of my identity to the point where it's impacting my financial stability and it's impacting my mental state. Kudos to all the actresses, creators, and influencers who are able to figure this out. But I want you guys to know these things in advance. I want you to know this stuff in advance before you decide to go down this route. Understand the terms and conditions of how these things work. Just because it's gold doesn't mean that they own it, okay? And it doesn't mean that they're actually keeping it in their bank account at the end of the day. Thanks for listening to the Journey Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you leave a review and head to our Instagram and YouTube to leave a comment. I look forward to hearing how this podcast has made an impact on your own journey.